The Letter in Brown Ink. Based on the story by Edith Nesbit. Simplified English version. Mr. Robert Blair was a quiet and careful man. He was not young, but he was not very old either. He lived alone in a small house near the city. His life was simple and regular. Every morning, he woke up at the same time. He ate the same breakfast and read the newspaper. He liked calm days and did not enjoy surprises. Mr. Blair worked in a small office. His job was not exciting, but it was safe. He liked safety. After work, he walked home slowly. He did not talk much to other people. He felt comfortable when everything stayed the same. His house was clean and neat. Nothing was out of place. One evening, after work, Mr. Blair came home as usual. He took off his coat and put his hat on the table. Then he saw something strange. There was a letter on the table. This surprised him because he did not expect any letters. He was sure he did not receive mail that day. He picked up the letter carefully. The paper was old and yellow. The writing was strange. It was written in brown ink, not black or blue. This made Mr. Blair feel uneasy. He did not like unusual things. His hands felt a little cold as he looked at the letter. The letter had his name on it, Mr. Robert Blair. The handwriting was slow and careful. Mr. Blair sat down and opened the letter. He read it slowly, one word at a time. The letter said, "Dear Mr. Blair, you do not know me, but I know you well. I must see you. Please come to the old house on Green Street tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. There was no name at the end of the letter. Mr. Blair read the letter again. His heart beat faster. He did not understand who wrote it. He did not like the idea that someone knew him. He especially did not like the old house on Green Street. That house was empty and dark. People said strange things about it. That night, Mr. Blair did not sleep well. He thought about the letter again and again. He asked himself many questions. Who wrote it? Why brown ink? Why the old house? He wanted to throw the letter away, but he did not. Something inside him said he must go. The next day, Mr. Blair went to work, but he could not focus. He made mistakes and forgot simple things. The letter stayed in his pocket all day. When evening came, he felt nervous. Still, he put on his coat and left the house. Green Street was quiet and empty. The old house stood at the end of the street. It looked dark and lonely. The windows were broken, and the door was old. Mr. Blair stopped for a moment. He wanted to turn back. But then he remembered the letter and walked forward. He knocked on the door slowly. At first, nothing happened. Then the door opened a little. A weak yellow light came from inside. A woman stood behind the door. She was thin and pale. Her face looked tired, but her eyes were sharp. "Mr. Blair," she said softly. "Please come in." Mr. Blair stepped inside. The house smelled old and dusty. There was little furniture. The woman closed the door and sat down. She looked at him carefully. "My name is Mrs. Hartley," she said. "I wrote the letter." Mr. Blair sat down slowly. His heart was still beating fast. He asked, "Why did you write to me?" Mrs. Hartley looked at the floor. "Because you are an honest man," she said. "And because I need help." She told him her story. Many years ago, she lived in this house with her husband. He was kind but weak. One day, he became very ill. He needed medicine, but they had no money. Mrs. Hartley asked a man for help. That man was dishonest. He promised help, but he took their money and disappeared. Her husband died soon after. Mrs. Hartley kept something important from that time, a letter written in brown ink. The letter proved the man's crime. But she did not know where the man was now. Recently, she learned that the man had changed his name. His new name was Robert Blair. Mr. Blair stood up in shock. "That is impossible," he said. "I have never done such a thing." Mrs. Hartley looked at him closely. "I believe you," she said. "You are not that man. But I believe you are his son." Mr. Blair felt weak. He remembered his father, who died when he was young. His father never spoke about his past. Mr. Blair understood the truth slowly. Mrs. Hartley gave him the old letter. Mr. Blair read it. The handwriting was the same style as the letter he received. Brown ink. Slow lines. Everything was clear now. I do not want money, Mrs. Hartley said. I only want the truth to be known. Mr. Blair nodded. He felt deep sadness, but also responsibility. I will help you, he said. I promise. Days later, Mr. Blair spoke to a lawyer. The truth came out. His father's crime was proven. Mrs. Hartley finally felt peace. Mr. Blair's life was no longer the same. He understood that the past can reach the present. The letter in brown ink changed his quiet life forever. But it also taught him something important. Facing the truth is better than living in silence.